Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Coming up in about 25 minutes, we will hear from Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota. And Paul Kuharsky will give us a report from his conversations with players in the locker room. John McClain with us now, presented by FreelandChevy.com. John joins us twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, where you can take it anywhere across the league. There is a lot to hit today. Big headlines. And if you call in, you can go to the front of the line. 615-737-1045, our number 737-1045, to talk with John McClain.
Let's load up those phone lines for John McClain. This is your chance to talk to a legend, a Hall of Famer. And you can talk league with John right now. 615-737-1045, 737-1045.
John, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I still can't believe the Titans lost that game. I thought sure they were going to beat them, get revenge for the last game last season. It's amazing the way the Colts just seem to have their number.
Yep, that was one of those games. You're walking out of the building and you're thinking, That's one to write down as one they'd like to have back whenever we're looking back on this season in December. It just felt...
You know, one of the things that amazed me, I can't remember where I saw it, but going back to that last regular season game and then in this one, how bad the Titans have been on third down against the Colts in those two games.
Well, they're 3-for-20. On in the first two games on third down.
And John, this felt like, we talked about it earlier, this felt like the breaking point for many Titans fans on Marcus Mariota, just because of the lack of awareness, the getting sacked, losing 10 yards, they miss a field goal late in the game, spiking the ball on third down, the missed throw on fourth down. This seemed to kind of be that moment this year where it sort of turned for him with the fan base.
He could have earned back a lot of respect from them if he'd been able to pull that out. One reason John Robinson signed Ryan Tannehill, which I've talked about being one of the best moves of the offseason, considering Mariota's injury history, and you'd like it to be if Tannehill's going to play, it would be because of an injury and not ineptness. But if that keeps up, if they lose this game and he plays poorly again, it wouldn't surprise me if they don't go to Tannehill. With Andrew Luck being gone and the Texans having weaknesses, they do. They barely beat the Jaguars, barely lost to the Saints. This division is wide open. And I think the only team that I don't think is going to win it is Jacksonville because of having to play a rookie sixth-round pick, although Gardner Minshew is something else. You know, he dresses like a 70s porn star. And I was impressed by the way he kept his cool at the end of the Texans game. So he's no slouch, and he's a great story. But this division is the first place is to be had. We thought it was going to be one of the toughest divisions, and now, at least early, it has not been. And it won't surprise me at all if we don't see Tannehill sooner rather than later.
John, do you think that Jalen Ramsey is going to get traded sooner rather than later, or is this thing going to drag on for a while?
Well, first of all, you know, he's a great corner. You know, Ramsey's got a lot of issues, wants money, the Franks truck, things he said about other players, but he's a great player. He had a great game. Watching him and DeAndre Hopkins go at it is worth the price of admission by itself. Here's what I would meet with him, and I would talk to his agent, David Mungoleta, and I'd say, look, you know, we're not trading you. We'll try to extend you. We'll negotiate an extension in offseason. What I would not say, but if I believe there was a chance Doug Marrone could be fired, and there is, then I am not trading Jalen Ramsey.
Right.
if you think about it, there's not many truly shut down corners, but they got one. And I would not do it and get it worked out. You know, tempers flared. We see that happen all the time in games, and not as to the extent where a coach has got to be separated from a player. But I would not trade him. I would keep him. Their defense is still good. They did a great job against Deshaun Watson after he had thrown three touchdown passes and ran for another one in that heartbreaking loss at New Orleans. So I'm not touching that Jaguar defense. I don't care how much his agent squawks about a trade.
615-737-1045. John, lead us off with John McClain. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Great, man.
I'm not a quarterback coach, but I think it would do Marcus some justice if he would go back deeper in the pocket. It seems like as soon as he gets the ball from the snap or the shotgun, he's like right there in the mix of the line. I think that he needs to drop back deeper and where he can see more of the field and where he won't be so these coverage sacks are killing us. And he goes down real, real quick and easy once there's a bull rush or something. I think he needs to go back deeper in the pocket. I just want to get John's opinion on that.
Well, that would be coaching. You know, whether they're using a 3, 5, or 7-step drop, that's ingrained in them by the formation and what the play call is. And if you do that, you've got to protect them longer. You know, ideally, you want a quarterback taking a quick drop and throwing timing routes, which is basically the West Coast system, instead of the Bruce Arians system where he takes a deep drop and waiting for his receivers to get down the field, but he's exposed to more hits.
Kevin is next. Hey, Kevin.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for calling, Kevin.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. John, I got a question for you. I think in the NFL, there's two types of quarterbacks. There's those that play for the love of the game, and then there's those that play for the money. Mariota strikes me as one that plays for the money. So I'm wondering if Amy or John gives him more money if he might play a little better.
Maybe come on.
He's making $20 million this year, Kevin.
But you cushion that just a little bit. $20 million not enough compared to other quarterbacks.
you're saying if you pay him $30 million, he's going to play like a $30 million quarterback magically.
Well, Kevin, with all due respect, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Yeah, thank you, John.
But there is no way that that has any effect whatsoever. And I don't believe quarterbacks play for the money. They take a beating. They make great money. But players wouldn't be putting up with what they put up with, not just what you see on Sunday, but what they go through during the week if they didn't have love of the game.
Hey, Kenneth.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm great, Kenneth. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, guys, listen to you guys every day at work. I drive all day.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate that, Kenneth. Thanks.
So I just had a question. I'm glad Paul's not here.
Us too.
With Cam recovering from the shoulder injury and then the new update about his foot injury Sunday and Drew Brees being out for however long he's out, I just want to know, John, who do you actually see winning the NFC South at this point? And I'll hang up in this.
It's a great question right now.
What Teddy Bridgewater needs to do, and at least he started in the past, and he's the highest paid backup at $7.5 million, I believe, this year. He needs to keep them in the 500 range, and then hopefully for the Saints, Breeze can come back. It's not going to be the Panthers, and it's not going to be the Buccaneers, and Atlanta struggled to beat Philadelphia after losing Minnesota, but Philly and Minnesota should be pretty good. So it's a two-team race, and when Brees comes back, considering the injuries he had, he's got to grip the ball. It might take him a little longer, but they got to hope they're still in the race when he comes back. But I'd still pick the Saints. I think Bridgewater is going to be good enough. They'll rely heavily on Alvin Kamara, their receivers, the running game, but it'll still be a two-team race.
Let's go next, rapid fire, to Jason. Hey, Jason.
Hey, John, two questions about the Steelers. Do you see the backup now standing in as a starter for Ben being hurt to bridge over the gap, or do you think the Steelers are looking for him to be the full-time starter once Ben does retire? And secondly, about that corner, they traded with, I believe, Miami.
Minkah Fitzpatrick.
I've never clued into him. Was he worth the first round pick, and will he help strengthen our defensive?
Got more than that for him, didn't they, John?
He was a first round pick last year. He was a corner. He's a good guy, model citizen. He was unhappy at the way he was being used, which was at safety and corner. He wanted to focus on corner. So they got a good player. Kevin Colbert, their general manager, said they had him rated high last year. And when you get a player that's been in the league and you see tape on him in the NFL when he's young, that's much better than taking a chance on a draft choice. They also exchanged other draft picks. And as far as Mason Rudolph, they don't know what they've got. They gave a third-round pick for him. That's the highest they drafted a quarterback since Roethlisberger. In 2004, Ben said today he's planning to come back stronger than ever. The surgery on his right elbow is not as serious and doesn't take as long to come back as Tommy John surgery on baseball pitchers.
Well, and John, they clearly like Rudolph. They traded Josh Dobbs, who was the backup, and he's their guy. It was backup quarterback. They made that clear when he was ahead of Dobbs, and they traded him away. So it will be interesting to see, is he the guy for now? Was he their best backup option, or is he a guy they view as the future of the franchise? I guess we'll find out.
Great opportunity for him.
John, we have time for one more. We go to Dennis next up. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, question for you. With Dallas having only played the Giants and the Redskins, a lot of people are talking about the resurgence of the dynasty. Well, we're playing, I think, the Dolphins next. I mean, are these just really not great games to be basing the Dallas season on?
Well, I certainly wouldn't. Just like everybody wants to anoint the Ravens, they've beaten Arizona and they've beaten Miami. Cowboys' schedule is going to get tougher. But the fact is, they've been very balanced. Dak Prescott is playing great. The defense is good. I think it'll be them or Philadelphia. And I think the Cowboys are a legitimate Super Bowl contender, especially with Drew Brees being out, along with the Rams and the Eagles.
John, your final thoughts. Let's get your thoughts on David Quisenberry, who caught a touchdown pass this past Sunday. We all certainly within this studio know his story. You know him well. What'd you think when you heard he caught a touchdown pass for the Titans?
First of all, I was retweeting everything I saw about the retirement of Eddie George and Steve McNair's jerseys. And then I saw a replay of that play. I can't tell you how many times I retweeted it. I was so happy for David. Saw some great pictures that they had of him holding the ball in the air, knowing everything he went through. He showed up at our leukemia and lymphoma fundraiser. And there's nobody that I've ever seen persevere more than David, and I'm so happy for him, and I hope he continues to get opportunities to contribute to the Titans.
Halftime was really cool. It was a really nice job done by the Titans with all of that. You missed it.
I wish I'd have been there.
I think there's a video of it up. Where,
Titans online, social media tweeted something out.
TitansOnline.com if you wanted to watch it. Eddie crushed it with the speech, as you might expect. And Fred McNair, I thought, was also very good.
Yeah, Eddie's one of my all-time favorite players, and I'm so happy for him. And I won't be coming up there till right before Christmas.
I know.
I can't wait. Thank you, guys, and I'll talk to you Friday.
Yep, sounds great. John McClain joins us twice a week here on the show, presented by FreelandChevy.com.
Merry Christmas, John.